the only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
Rocking and rolling through a Monday afternoon. With us in studio is Laura Kennard. We're going to be talking about networking opportunities for your business and you and entrepreneurs that may be just like you, or maybe you're an established business, but you just want to go hang out and learn some stuff. Welcome, Laura. It's a Monday.
It is Monday. Here I am again.
Yes. What do we got? What do we got? What's cooking?
Well, speaking about rock stars, didn't you say something about rock a minute ago?
I could have.
Well, we do have a thing tomorrow, AMA Iowa, 3 to 5 at the Hoyt Sherman Place on Woodland Avenue in Des Moines. We'll be having a talk called Leverage Your Brand Like a Rockstar Professional.
Leverage Your Brand Like a Rockstar Professional.
That's right. And this talk is going to be by Kenny Harper. He has a book, Rock My Image. Well, his company, Rock My Image, will discuss key concepts from his book, Amplify Your Business. It's the Rockstar Professional Guide to Marketing Success.
Yeah, I wish I could go to these things. This would be kind of nice.
So this will have 9 pillars of personal branding and authority marketing.
Authority marketing.
That's right.
All right.
Authority. But you are already an authority.
I know, but I'd like to go to these things so I can steal whatever the presenter has so that I can incorporate it into my speeches.
Well, you know, I do that too. And everybody has a little bit different take on stuff.
Right.
And I think you bring your own thing, but you have to keep up on other stuff. I like to do that as well. And I think you had to sign up online today, but if you go to the link at dmbizmixer.com, you can still make a phone call and get in. And I know that this particular one, you can still show up at the door, and it might be $5 more, but you can still show up.
There you go. AMA Iowa.
By AMA Iowa. That's correct. And then, you know, on Wednesday the 15th, over the lunch hour, we have Startup Stories at the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
Kelly Markey.
I listened to that interview, by the way.
Stunning.
Which was fabulous. Such an, like, startling, and who knew? So if you haven't heard that interview about human trafficking and how much of it happens even here in the Greater Des Moines area in Iowa, I was just
stunned.
Stunned. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So her startup is a social entrepreneur and working with trying to raise money to
for Dorothy's house.
For Dorothy's house. Yeah. Yes, correct. So that's, and then she has this really cool start on eBay. So it's very interesting. I'm sure it's going to be a great story. Well worth going. And that's March 15th. You can just show up with your own lunch, or if you hurry up, you can order a lunch for $15.
Okay. So that's going to be Kelly Markey, ladies and gentlemen, and she will be at 700 Locust Street. That's the Greater Des Moines Partnership with Startup Stories from Square One DSM.
And then on the 16th, Thursday, early in the morning, 7 a.m., 7:30. I forget. Well, so we'll have to check that out.
7 o'clock. Be there at 7 o'clock.
Oh, it is. It's 7 to 8. I was looking.
Yes,
it is. It's 7 to 8, so you can get right out and get on to work. But that's going to be at Skyline Denovia. It's another AMA Iowa monthly thing that they do. It's the social media discussion group, and this time they're going to be talking about measuring your social return on investment.
Very nice.
And so that comes with coffee and pastries, by the way. So they would like it if you could RSVP so that they kind of know how many treats they need, but I don't think they'd kick you out. So, and it's a great opportunity to discuss these topics with people from agencies to individual people, like all different experience levels can learn from each other. So, very good.
7 o'clock in the morning.
7 a.m. on Thursday. That is correct. Friday, just to remind everyone, it's not an every first Friday thing now. You can free co-work at Gravitate and check that out every Friday.
Have you heard how their Ames thing is going?
I have not.
I have not either.
I haven't
heard. I should reach out to Jeff and see.
But I do notice that their social media has really been amped up because they have a community manager now.
Very good.
And I've been seeing all sorts of things that she's been doing, and her name escapes me at the moment, but I noticed that she's been doing some good stuff to
community manager. That's what they call us now.
Yes. Well, yes.
Some of us.
And then for a little save the date, We do have on Thursday, March 23rd, Blogging Fundamentals class, which is one night from 6 to 9 out at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. That is a course that I teach. It's one of my more favorite ones. So if you were thinking of starting a blog or wanting to get more traction on your blog, we cover all those topics.
Very nice.
So March 30th, we also have Raising Capital Seminar. That's another little save the date, Thursday, March 30th. This is an all-day thing, so do think ahead about it. Only $30, but it's basically giving you some opportunity to learn how to raise equity capital for your startup company. And that's going to be at Brown Winnick Law Firm on Grand Avenue.
Nice.
So those are just a few. On dmbizmixer.com, you can scroll down to the bottom and see that we also have some early April. Chris Snyder has some workshops on 360 video. And then going into May, we have the Urban Jungle by AMA, which is the Nova Awards. And March 24th, you have to have your entry in if you think you might want to aspire to
there
a Nova Award.
All right, let's turn. Those are some neat networking opportunities this week and beyond here in the greater Des Moines metro with Laura Kennard. Let's talk about, I wrote a blog today, as a matter of fact.
I missed about, it. I haven't
well,
seen
yeah, it. It was relatively new. It'll be out there for a couple of days. This is about social media and restaurants.
Oh.
And I've just kind of been following some restaurants, and there's a Facebook page, for example, Des Moines Food Lovers, and there's several other Yelp and things like that. And I've noticed over the past several months that lots of negative comments about restaurants. I mean, there's positive comments, and I understand that, but some negative things that go on. And I often wonder whether or not these people that are writing negative comments actually ever talk to a human being at the restaurant, the manager or the owner, to see if they can go ahead and get whatever the issue is resolved at the moment, rather than taking to social media.
You know, that is a funny thing that people do. And I'm going to tell you what, I complain there.
Yeah, I
want it fixed. But you know, and the only thing you can do, of course, as the restaurant owner, is to jump on there, be transparent, offer, you know, whatever, sorry for your experience. That's the best thing to do. But it is kind of odd because I think that the best time to vent an issue would be while
you would
you're
think.
There.
Unless maybe people are afraid to do that. But what's seemingly crazy is that they're not afraid to make sometimes personal accusations in these posts, and I go, you know, is that really necessary?
I think the hiding behind the digital wall emboldens people.
It does.
And it's not super productive, you know. So
yeah, and sometimes, and I took an opportunity. I was just really wondering. So I asked a couple of these negative posters about some restaurant. I said, okay, so tell me what is it that you like? What restaurants do you feel? And kind of crickets, you know? And so I just sometimes wonder if people, I don't know. I know restaurateurs across the metro are frustrated by that because there's no opportunity other than back on the social media
to write the situation, which they would like to
and
do.
And they'd love to write the situation because if they don't, they're not in business long. So,
but it does go to show you need to watch your comments on Yelp and all those different places as an owner, because you don't want to leave them standing without like getting back.
Yeah.
To
so
them,
you so. Need to be eyes on the prize, so to
reputation
speak.
Reputation management.
On. There you go. I like that. All right, Laura, thanks so much for coming in and talking a little social media with us and some networking opportunities this week and beyond. Good stuff.
All right. Have a good week.
Yay. Another Monday, kids. All right. We've got to clear on out of here. You heard first today from our friend Sam Creamer. He was talking about building a dynasty business. How do you go about doing that? Well, he gave you several tips, and we will have that that link on our radio blog, as well as the DM Biz Mixer from Laura Kennard. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, on the controls tonight, as he is each and every night, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olsen. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by James Goodlett, especially for the Business News Hour. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05 with more of the business news of the nation, the region, the local Des Moines Metro. Till then, have yourself a wonderful evening. Oh, I'm off to a Des Moines Cycle Club meeting tonight where we will meet with the top female rider in the nation. It's amazing. It's going to be out at Colby Park in Windsor Heights, of course. All right, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.